Two Foods, the Chef's Table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
If you haven't been to the Chef's Table at True Foods before, or even if you just haven't been for a while, there is a whole new experience in dining waiting for you. In the year that Chef's Table has been a feature at True Foods, they've gained a reputation for unique and innovative ways of cooking food. But with such a reputation behind them, what are their plans for the future and what's coming soon? I went to speak with Mitch, the Managing Director, and Alad, the Head Chef, to talk about the future at Chef's Table. Mitch, what's coming up? What's going to be new?
We're building new areas. We're going to expand what we've done at Chef Table from the minute that you step out your taxi or your car. So the entrance is going to change to make it a more open space, pleasurable one. Snacks are going to be served, or a snack will be served, al fresco. Still with the same values that we have, food values that we have, where everything is cooked from raw or prepared from raw in front of you. So again, it's very much that open plan kitchen, open policy. You see everything that's going on, and more now with True Foods at Chef Table.
Brilliant. You said a moment ago you were going to get a Japanese barbecue. Just explain to me, what is a Japanese barbecue?
So it's called a Konro barbecue. So again, it's made of ceramic, but you have to use a certain special coal, where most coal will just burn fast at a really hot temperature. This one's more of a controlled heat. So in Japan, or a lot of it, you can go to specialised Japanese little restaurants, and they will just do chicken on this barbecue, and they'll take every single element of a chicken down to the gizzards and the livers and absolutely everything, and they'll cook it perfectly for you. But because it doesn't smoke so much, I'm able to cook in front of the guests inside as well as outside.
Brilliant. So this is just one of loads of new ideas you're having. Where do these ideas come from? Because everything is so innovative here. Where do you sort of draw your inspiration from?
It's research and travel. I mean, Alad and I have just come back from California. So you're learning. We were down the west coast of San Francisco, down in the Bay Area. And San Francisco is very much influenced by the Orient, by Asia. We're influenced by that, you know, we're bringing a lot of new elements to our food back from California. So it's research all the time.
Just constantly researching.
Constantly.
So as well as things changing then, what's staying the same? What have you sort of learned from and you think, I want to take that forward but change around it?
Bread, more or less stay the same. That you do see people literally their jaw dropping.
Yeah.
When Alad presents a bread course. So, you know, we know we've got that proportion of the menu, we know we've got right. That's a wow.
So it's sort of a process of iteration. You work on it, you get things that you know work well, and then other things you continue to change.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a set sort of technique now where we all do different snacks to start off with. So it's things that are quite flavour punchy and zingy, things that make your appetite and your mouth jump with joy, really. So there's always three snacks to start off with, and then we're followed with about seven or eight different courses. Again. Depending on influence from different ingredients we get. So that we've got the format, the structure of Chef's Table, we've got that, but obviously we all move in and around it. It doesn't have to be like that. If we get a different ingredient that we're inspired by, then suddenly it's on the menu. You know, you've got to be you're only as good as the ingredients you get. So we're constantly looking for new ingredients, new suppliers. We love promoting Yorkshire as well, you know, get as many Yorkshire influence ingredients, but again it's got to be really good as well. There's no point having something on your doorstep which isn't good enough. It has to be the best, but also your local is preferred. And then it's just keeping up with constant trends and techniques that push us individually to be the best we possibly can.
And we've got the pasta machine. In the pasta machine now, where we make pasta and extrude pasta and cook it directly in front of the customer. So they see the ingredients going in the machine, it being blended, flick of a button, it's extruded to a particular length or a particular size or shape and cooked in front of them, served from start to finish in probably 9 minutes.
So it really is just completely from scratch?
Completely,
nothing pre-made?
Completely.
It's just...
No.
Yeah.
Using the eggs from we've got 10 Marin chickens from the garden. So the eggs are getting laid minutes before the guests arrive, and then suddenly it gets turned into fresh pasta and, you know, it gets prepared straight onto the plate, and you know, that's how food should be. Fresh is best.
So it's fresher than fresh, and it's as local as you can get, really.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So you've got customers now who are coming back for sort of a second or a third trip. That must add a kind of pressure to wow them again, because a lot of these things are very unique.
Yeah, we've had one family who have now been here on four occasions. One particular family who have been now here four times. I've never had the same dish twice, and many times they've never had the same ingredient twice. So we keep a database of what you've had, So every time you come, you're experiencing something really, truly different. Ingredients change, dishes change, you know, our talk changes, but you're inspired and you're given a completely different experience each time you come.
So it's always very innovative, new ideas all the time, and only getting better, going from success to success.
We'll carry on doing what we're doing.
Perfect. Mitch and Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
To find out more and get on the waiting list, you can go to truefoodslimited.co.uk or read more about them at strayfm.com/food.
True Foods, the chef's table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.